You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 07, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Over 300,000 black women have lost their jobs in recent months, marking a significant impact on this demographic. In April alone, black women accounted for 106,000 jobs lost, while the U.S. economy added over 170,000 jobs. Since February, total job losses for black women have reached 304,000. The unemployment rate for black women climbed from 5.1% to 6.1%, the most significant month-to-month increase among all demographics. While some black women may have accepted early retirement, most who lost their jobs will have fewer resources for their families. This also means less contribution to the local economy and reduced ability to save for retirement. The job losses among black women are often seen as a canary in the coal mine for a weakening economy. Black workers, particularly black women, are frequently employed in temporary and low-paying jobs, making them among the first to be laid off during economic slowdowns. Historically, rising black unemployment rates have preceded broader economic downturns. The current trend suggests a similar pattern, indicating potential economic instability for everyone. Understanding these job losses is crucial for assessing the economy's overall health. The rollback of diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) initiatives significantly contributes to black women's job losses. The anti-DEI and anti-black focus of the new administration's policies is seen as a direct cause of the increase in black women's unemployment. These rollbacks create an antagonistic posture against the black workforce. Many black women actively search for jobs but struggle to find them, partly due to the elimination of DEI roles. Work-promoting equity has become politicized, making black women targets. This shift in policy and corporate priorities directly impacts employment opportunities for black women. Federal job cuts disproportionately affect black women, who are overrepresented in federal employment. Federal government employment dropped by 9,000 in April and is down 26,000 since January. Black women are historically overrepresented in sectors like education, health, public administration, and nonprofits, which are currently experiencing budget cuts. The proposed shutdown of the Department of Education would significantly impact educators, 30% of whom are black. The Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, is cited as a factor behind these federal layoffs. DOGE's actions have caused 290,117 total job losses across sectors, with nonprofits and education being the hardest hit. This indicates a direct link between government policy and the job crisis for black women. The mansosphere and societal disdain contribute to the challenges faced by black women in the workforce. These communities often express particular disdain for black women, translating into real-world discrimination and barriers to employment. Negative perceptions can influence hiring decisions and opportunities for growth, complicating black women's navigation of the job market. Recognizing these societal factors is essential when examining the employment crisis. Black women hold diverse positions across various sectors, including educators, analysts, executives, and engineers. Job losses in any sector will impact black women, highlighting the systemic nature of the problem. The job losses for black women are primarily concentrated in recent months, with significant downturns noted in April 2025. Employment for black women dipped from 10.325 million in March to 10.219 million in April. Estimates suggest a 33% decline in black women's employment at the federal level over the past year. This drop is significantly greater than the general decline in employment across all groups in the federal sector. Job losses are not evenly distributed across all economic sectors, with federal employment, education, and nonprofits significantly affected. The scrutiny of DEI initiatives and DOGE's actions are directly linked to job losses among black federal workers. The federal layoff tsunami driven by DOGE poses hidden risks for investors and workers alike. The current administration's policies are having a direct and significant effect on black women's employment. The job losses will have profound long-term consequences, leading to fewer resources for families and impacting their ability to contribute to the economy. Many will need assistance with healthcare, childcare, and education, coinciding with cuts to federal resources for these supports. Finding new employment is challenging, especially for those with specialized skills from long careers in public service. Copyright, African Elements.